Welcome to another one of my podcasts, and today we are going to cover off why I think that, not why I think, why I believe, why I know that Sales Navigator is, in my view, the best B2B lead generation tool on the market at the moment. For those of you that aren't familiar with Sales Navigator or don't know what Sales Navigator is, it is the premium sales solution product from LinkedIn. And I've been using it since it first came to market 5 years ago. I was introduced to it by a chap called Jack Hanratty. And I remember understanding that HR had LinkedIn coming in to sell them some new product. And back then, my view was that being an ex-recruiter, you could do a lot on LinkedIn for free if you knew how to manipulate the filters and so on and so forth. So I got in on that meeting to try and stop any money being spent unnecessarily, shall we say. And within probably the first 15 seconds, genuinely, of seeing Sales Navigator as it was then, because it's a very, very different product that it is today, I was sold. And it was the game changer for me, certainly at a corporate level, was TeamLink, which I will go into in more detail. Yeah, as I said, it's the premium sales solution for LinkedIn. It gives any user who has a license access to all 546 million members, irrespective of your network. So whether you've got 100 people in your network or 1,000 or 5,000 people in your network, you can get to, theoretically, any person that has a LinkedIn profile. You can then track and monitor your accounts. So, you know, Microsoft, Oracle, HSBC, Lloyds, you know, SAP, whomever, you can save your accounts or your client base to track them from where they're mentioned in the news or the content that they as an organization are sharing. You can save individual profiles as leads. That individual has no idea they have been saved as a lead, but then from that moment onwards, the system will start to track and tell you via either updates in the app, on the desktop, or through email notifications when they've liked, commented, shared, connected, and so on and so forth. So you can start to build a picture of their social behaviors, what they're interested in on the LinkedIn platform. It has an incredibly powerful advanced search filter capability. Anything from, you know, key search words through to key search words on written articles. So you can actually find articles that people have written in the last 30 days based on particular subject matters. The search functions are far more powerful than you get in standard LinkedIn. And of course, you can access the entire market of LinkedIn, whereas in normal LinkedIn, you're only as good as your network. But the other major difference that they have is that you can then save those searches. So once you've created a search that you're happy with, you can save it, and then the system will continually monitor for you when there's a change within that search. So it starts to do your lead generation, your business development generation automatically for you. And you can dip into the platform as often as you like based on how you set up the, you know, notifications, again, desktop, mobile, or via email notification. For those of you that are at the enterprise version, so that's when you're buying 10 licenses or more, which is the minimum deal size you can do anyway at the enterprise level. You then get a product called Point Drive, which is part of the license. Point Drive is an incredibly powerful pitch or proposal tool where you will create your pitch, proposal, PDF, PowerPoint, doesn't matter, but you put it into a microsite that is created that has a unique URL. You can add in other content, so I put in video links, research papers, whatever it might be. So it looks far more professional than just sending somebody an attachment after you've had a meeting saying, here's the proposal, here's more information we discussed, etc., etc. What is extraordinarily powerful about it, though, is that every time someone clicks on that Point Drive link and opens it, you get an email notification straight away. So you know straight away that that person you sent it to is looking at your Point Drive and therefore is looking at your proposals, so may well be in buying mode at that exact point. The other great thing is that if they forward it on within their organization, then you can start to track who they're forwarding it on to. It won't necessarily give you their email addresses. It doesn't go into that detail or what's been said in the email if it's been forwarded on, but you'll get a notification that this person has opened up your point drive. You can then see them in Sales Navigator, and then from there within Sales Navigator, you can start to build out your understanding of your relationship to them. Now, I mentioned TeamLink, and TeamLink and TeamLink Extend is still a massively misunderstood part of the Sales Navigator solution. And in my view, this over and above anything else, any of the other features that the platform has, if you are in a 500,000 plus size organization, where it is unlikely that everybody internally is going to be connected, this is where TeamLink starts to come into its own. The breadth and depth of how far TeamLink goes in terms of your corporate network is dictated by the number of Sales Navigator licenses you have, or the TeamLink Extend tokens that you will email out to the wider employee base for them to give access to their networks. In a very simple terms, it creates a virtual connection across all employees. So within normal LinkedIn, you're only as good as your network. And if I'm searching Microsoft for the sake of argument, I will only see the people that are in my network of Microsoft that are second degree or third, third degree connections from me. If I'm not connected to somebody within my organization, then of course I can't see their network because I'm not connected to them. But they may well be connected to people at Microsoft, which could be hugely useful insight or information for me. And it could well be that that person works in a non-client facing function. So it is highly unlikely then that this information will be held in a CRM system, subject to how up to date your CRM system is. So what TeamLink then does is create this virtual network within your own corporate environment, so you can start to uncover kind of who knows who that you didn't know existed prior to implementing Sales Navigator. And when I led this at JLL, we had 50,000 employees on LinkedIn. There was no way that we could all be connected. Our use of CRM was not very strong. But if you ignore social selling for a moment and just consider basic CRM behavior within an organization, basic relationship mapping within an organization, TeamLink uncovered untold opportunities that we didn't know existed because we had no idea that this person in this team was connected to that person in this account, because there was this data just wasn't held anywhere. And this is what TeamLink was able to uncover. And this is where I think there's sort of a huge misunderstanding of kind of what Sales Navigator is. In my view, they should never have called it Sales Navigator because it's not just suitable for salespeople. I work with a number of law firms where partners, fee earners, lawyers, accountants, etc. are using it. And for those of you that aren't aware, EY has the largest commercial relationship with LinkedIn, where they've got 20,000 plus licenses for their fee earners to use this. I know the other big four accounting firms have similar or close to similar levels, working with law firms where the fee earners are using it. So it is applicable to anybody that's in a client facing or sales or business development type role. But there still seems to be this huge misunderstanding of actually how to use it and where it fits within your business development or sales process. It is a lead generation tool, nothing more, nothing less. It gives you access to the network that you didn't have. It gives you data and insights and understanding of your clients, your prospects, your targets, your account organizations at a level which, yes, you can get from basic Google alerts and you can follow people on LinkedIn, but there's no structure to it. There's no containment in a simple way, let alone the point drive application. But we are working with a number of Sales Navigator organizations at the moment where it's working with the sales team and they're just not getting the best out of it. They're just not using it, or they're not really engaging with it. And this comes back to our mantra at Digital Leadership Associates, that this is people, process, technology. And what we're finding is, much like when you hear the CRM system is not very good, we're getting feedback that Sales Navigator is not very good. Well, it's just LinkedIn. I don't understand the value in it. It seems like a very expensive product. Well, when you're starting is it around £1,000 or $1,000 a license? That's the starting point per annum. It's actually super cheap compared to probably what organizations spend on CRM that isn't used properly and so on and so forth. But the point is that people are then just given these licenses with no context in terms of how to use it or why to use it, because ultimately all it is an extension of CRM, and it'll sync with all the major CRM platforms out there. So Microsoft Dynamics, obviously, Salesforce, Nimble, Zoho, HubSpot, and many more. So you can actually live within the CRM environment and still access the information. However, if your CRM behaviors as an organization aren't very good, or you have a very siloed mentality or a silo approach to sales and marketing and business development, then again, just by giving somebody this technology is not going to break that down. You have to explain to the users the context in terms of how to use it, but more importantly, why you need to use it based on the fact that buyers are now buying differently, that they are using LinkedIn as a research platform, that they are using LinkedIn as a platform to do due diligence, and you can start to map and understand this. But all this is doing, whether it's you're using TeamLink to uncover that opportunity or that relationship in an organization that you didn't know existed, whether it's using the InMail capability and you get up to 90 a month, whether it's using PointDrive to understand, who is looking at your proposals, or as I use PointDrive also as a marketing tool. So I use it to share marketing material, which then, gives me insight as to who is interested in that subject matter. All this is doing is just surfacing new types of data for your sales team, your marketing team, your BD team, your partners, your accountants, your lawyers. It doesn't matter. What needs to happen is the change in, well, what next? What do I do with this information? How do I react to it? How do I use this to start a sales conversation? Because this is what you are trying to do. This is all about engaging, originating, and starting a sales conversation, ideally with a referral, or with inbound. But if you can use TeamLink, if you can use Sales Navigator to drive that referral opportunity, which then will start your sales conversation, that is far more powerful, and it's going to be far more powerful than making 100 cold calls. And if you want to make 100 cold calls, that's absolutely fine. I'd rather ask for 100 referral requests and probably get a 70-80% hit rate than make 100 cold calls and probably get 10. And I've been there, I've done it. I have been in an environment where that was the way that we sold, because that was the only way you could sell, was doing cold calling. Now there is technology, now there is the ability to sell in a completely different way, to still start that sales conversation. So once that referral has happened and I have that introduction, I then still have to engage. I still then have to go through a sales process. I still have to use the phone. I still have to nurture. I still have to have face-to-face meetings. But what I'm doing is I'm using the technology available to me today to get a far better understanding, to get far better insight into my buyer market. I'm using the tactics of social selling to start to engage in a far more meaningful way, so that my workflow typically is that if I find somebody on SalesNav through Sales Navigator that I want to get an introduction to, and I can see that they've shared something on LinkedIn, I will like it, I will comment on it, I will look at their profile, I will then ask for an introduction, because already they are being made aware of me and who I am. And then if you've listened to my other podcast around personal branding, they will then see who I am, what I'm about, why I would be engaging with them based on the content of my profile, because I make sure everything is relevant, and I make sure the referral and the reason for the conversation is relevant to them and what I'm trying to do in terms of help them solve a business, a business problem or solution. The referral, the introduction then happens. So no cold calls. I don't cold call anymore because I don't see the point. I genuinely don't see the point. It's hard work. It can be soul destroying at times, and it's just not an effective way of use of my time. But then I still have to go through my sales process. I still have to pitch. I still have to walk the walk. I still have to move the opportunity through to the point of close. So if you haven't considered Sales Navigator and you work in sales, or you're a sales director and you haven't looked at it, or maybe you've looked at it and you think, actually not for me, I genuinely would think again, because, from my perspective, anybody who's in a sales role and doesn't use Sales Navigator versus the competition who do, you are in a hiding to nothing, and you will eventually start to lose out because they will start to get the advantage on you. There is no two ways about it. If you are using Sales Navigator and you're struggling with the, the ROI opportunity, or struggling with, with engagement, then, please do get in touch or read my case study that LinkedIn did on me on my LinkedIn profile. I've just shared a blog recently online about the 6 lessons I learned from leading a social selling program, and what mistakes I made and what I would do differently, all based around Sales Navigator. It is by far and away the best lead generation, B2B lead generation platform out there on the market. And I think, for its cost, you should be getting 10x return. If your minimum deal value is £10,000 and one license costs £1,000, all you need is one TeamLink introduction to find you one more opportunity worth 10 grand. Then it's up to you to close it, but then the license is paid for itself 10 times. If you've got 100 people on licenses, 100 times 10 grand, you're now looking at £1 million against a £10,000 spend. So that's the ROI of opportunity. This isn't ROI in terms of pipeline or actual, sales. This is opportunity. So your sales team have to walk the walk. Your sales team have to be able to close. They have to be able to get out there and do that. Or your lawyers or your accountants or your BD team, they've still got to walk the walk. But why would you not want to give them the advantage over the competition to get out there and get real insight into the market? But more importantly, if you're a large corporate, why would you not want to activate your employee network and start to understand who knows who and unlock existing opportunities that you just didn't know exist? And new business within an existing account, so upsell, cross-sell, as we all know, is far cheaper, more cost-effective in terms of cost of sale than out and out net new. So I hope you found that useful. I just want to caveat, I have, and we have at Digital Leadership Associates, zero commercial relationship with LinkedIn, none whatsoever. Rest assured, we've been asking about partnerships, but it's something that they just don't look at or consider, which is fine. I will still say to the end of days to anybody who tells me that Sales Navigator is not worth the money that it is or it's a bad tool, that they're wrong and they fundamentally don't understand how to use it, or fundamentally haven't understood how to build it into their sales and marketing processes. So once again, thank you very much for taking the time to listen to me today and my thoughts. As ever, more than happy to connect, answer any questions that anybody may have around this particular topic on Sales Navigator. You can find me on Twitter, Alexander_Lowe. You can find me on LinkedIn, Alexander Lowe, Digital Leadership Associates. Otherwise, I will let you get on with the rest of your day, whatever it is you're doing today. And until next time.